Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to take focus on the biggest problem facing America right now. Now, there are a lot of competition for that distinction. You can say we have a gigantic problem with the Omicron variant and the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, and yes, ongoing debates about vaccines and vaccine mandates and battles about how to still combat this pandemic that's been going on for 2 years. That's a big problem, but it is a problem we will get hold of, and there's indication that we will. Problem about a debt ceiling and a possible default. Well, that looks better all of a sudden. There seems to be a sudden outbreak of sanity on the part of Republicans and Democrats in the Capitol Hill, and they seem to be moving toward a direction where we can avoid some kind of catastrophe economically based upon the Congress's inability to do its job, which is actually to approve spending levels and to approve a debt increase level when that is absolutely necessary. So what are we talking about? Inflation? Are we talking about the state of the economy? We just had two wonderful days, the two best days of the year combined, in terms of the stock market. The market kind of flat today, but not anything disastrous. And some kinds of indications that this may be a very successful holiday season that would help get us out of an economic bind. So what is the one area where there is just, you cannot argue against it. It is gigantic, and it is a product of government ineptitude and a refusal on the part of so many elected officials, and yes, some unelected officials, to do anything about it. I'm talking about the problem of crime, which is a disaster all across the country. And every day there are new stories that show the horrors of crime. And that's one of the reasons that we also have just astonishing figures at how many people in the country think that we are headed in the wrong direction. They do not believe that America is moving the right way. I'll give you the numbers on that and the background on that a little bit later. We also are going to be speaking a little bit later to Victor Davis Hanson, a great historian, wonderful writer, who wrote yesterday about some of the lies that people believe about Pearl Harbor. Yesterday was Pearl Harbor Day. Today there's another great column about Pearl Harbor, about what we can learn from it, and about the similarities between the pre-Pearl Harbor situation and our situation now, with three adversaries, or at least potential adversaries, all of which are threatening smaller countries at their border, which is what led to the greatest war in human history, to World War II. We will get to that also with Victor Davis Hanson. But first up, there is, on this issue of crime, a truly powerful column, and you should read every word. We'll link to it at our website. And it's a column by the great Jason Riley, who's been a frequent guest on this show, because he's frequently so spot on in describing what's wrong with this great country right now and what we are suffering from and what leads people to believe that we are heading in the wrong direction and to abandon any optimism about America's present and future. Jason Riley writes, after a weekend in which three people were killed in Oakland, California, including a one-year-old hit by a stray bullet while sleeping in the back seat of his mother's car, the mayor of Oakland, Libby Schaaf, finally reversed herself on defunding the police and pledged to hire more cops. But what took her so long? Murder rose by nearly 30% last year, And Americans have been making it clear as can be that they want more and better policing. The incoming mayors of Atlanta, New York, and Seattle, and yes, there is some action in Seattle that is very encouraging, and I'm sure that is a product of the coming change in administrations. Those mayors ran campaigns that prioritize public safety. A ballot initiative in Minneapolis that would have dismantled the police department, was defeated soundly. And some of the strongest opposition came from low-income black communities. And black lives, he writes, need to be valued not just when unjustly taken by the police, but when we are alive and demanding our right to be heard, to breathe, to live in safe neighborhoods, and to enjoy the full benefits of our status as American citizens. That's what a civil rights activist from Minneapolis explained in a New York Times op-ed just recently. Jason O'Reilly continues, we are reminded almost weekly of the tragic failure of bail reform and other soft-on-crime initiatives that have frustrated the efforts of police, prosecutors, and judges to keep suspects with long criminal records off our streets. The man charged with driving his SUV through a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, in the end of November, killing six people, that individual had been released 5 days earlier on $1,000 bail in another violent felony case. The man charged last week in the fatal shootings of a music producer's 81-year-old wife in her Beverly Hills, California home, is a career criminal who was out on parole. The suspect in the stabbing death, this is a horrible story, of a Columbia University graduate student last week is a convicted felon and gang member who has been arrested 11 times, that's 11 times in the last 8 years. According to the New York Post. This is all horrific. Chicago and California have effectively decriminalized retail theft by raising the threshold for felony shoplifting. The result has been a rise in smash-and-grab robberies and store closures. There were 11 such incidents in and around Los Angeles between November 18th and November 28th alone, more than one a day. I said, it's unbelievable, resulting in nearly $340,000 worth of stolen goods. Although 14 people were arrested, all of the suspects taken into custody are now out of custody and on the streets. So said Michael Moore, the city's police chief. That's what he told reporters. He said his hands are tied by a zero bail policy for misdemeanors and low-level felonies that is meant to reduce overcrowding in L.A. County jails. Sadly, the streets aren't the only places that have become more dangerous of late. The progressive war on law enforcement has also affected school safety. Remember, we talked about this earlier, well, last week we spoke about it, with a writer from Wisconsin who was talking about what had happened in the public schools there with getting rid of school resource officers, police resource officers who had been assigned to schools, and the huge upsurge across the country of violence in schools, not just school shootings like the one in Michigan. Following the death of George Floyd and subsequent nationwide protests, school districts from Minneapolis to Denver and Portland, Oregon moved to reduce or sever ties with police, which is crazy. Teachers who are constantly dealing with disruptive students cannot teach. And students who are worried about getting beaten up can't focus on learning. A disregard for safety exacerbates the racial achievement gap in schools just as surely as it hampers upward mobility outside the classroom. So, what can be done? Well, there's an example of something that can be done that just happened. It's happening right now, as a matter of fact, continuing to happen in Seattle. We will get to that and more on the MedVet Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener's Square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
On the Michael Medved show, we are struggling with crime all across the country, and not just on the streets, but in school classrooms, in institutions, in retail stores. I mean, what a horrible thing. Can you imagine $340,000 in stolen property from these smash-and-grab gangs. They're talking about a huge increase in carjacking in New York City, which is kind of surprising because New York City has a very small percentage of the population of people who actually own cars and drive cars in town. I mean, there are many cars, of course, that come in from the suburbs, but the problems are everywhere. But there is one problem that it is not so hard to deal with, and Seattle is just proving that right now. We have been talking on this show for months and months and months about a particular homeless encampment, which is in North Seattle. It's in the Bitter Lake area. It's the right near the Thompson Broadview Elementary School. It's a K-8 school. And it's unbelievable. And with homelessness in Seattle being such an ongoing crisis, there was a huge encampment that behind the school. It's actually right between the school, the K-8 school, and a play field. Neither place appropriate for a homeless encampment, and their heroin usage and their needles on the ground and their criminality and their filth. The other homeless encampment was cleared. They've cleared now the people. Now they have to clear the rodents that had come along and been part of the homeless camp there. This is the way that King 5 News in Seattle is, pardon me, it's what I was going, King 5 from, this is clip 3 about what is going on with these two homeless camps. Listen.
A fence and closed signs now surround Ballard Commons Park. Calls from neighbors demanding the city clear out this encampment are finally being answered.
So this morning, the final tenants were moved out and the city relocated the last person living in the park.
Even though the cleanup happened very quickly, it was a long time in the making. You can see the fences are up, the park is closed, and as of this moment, we don't know when it'll be back open.
Ballard Commons Park is systematically clear. Parking enforcement alongside the Parks Department, all working in unison.
I feel bad about the whole thing, and I'm not into politics or anything, but it seems like there's money going to a lot of sports and stuff instead of helping people get by.
For months, neighbors and businesses in the area voicing their frustrations, calling the temporary homeless camp a safety issue and a hotspot for crime.
It's just a cycle of stress and anxiety that none of us need.
Okay, it's stress and anxiety that none of us need, particularly with that Broadview Thompson camp. That's one of the two camps that's being closed. They say, and this is from Como TV, they say for well over a year, problems have been persistent at the encampment behind Broadview Thompson K-8 school. Neighbors and parents have clashed with advocates in the city, demanding something be done about the crime, the trash, the needles, and more. The property, which belongs to Seattle Public Schools, also had the district facing pushback. On Tuesday, 5 people traded in their tents for a new start. And this is the craziness of all of this, is that this is not just somebody suddenly swooping in. For both of these encampments, both of which had more than 60 tents and campers and quasi-homes in these homeless colonies that were there at their high point. And they have been working for months and months and months. This is from the Seattle Times. Two North Seattle homeless encampments that have been the focus of controversy over the last year are being cleared this week after months of getting scores of residents into newly opened hotels and shelters. The Ballard Commons and Bitter Lake removals are part of a new approach the city and its nonprofit contractors are trying. Instead of posting notices for residents of large encampments saying they must disperse in some days, outreach workers are now actually moving them inside, leveraging new pandemic investments in shelter and housing. Ballard Commons, which was cleared yesterday by Seattle Parks and Recreation, was also cleared in 2019 and 2020, and each time homeless campers returned. The Bitter Lake Encampment, which is situated between a playfield and a school playground, has been around for more than a year. Over the last 3 months, 42 people left the Ballard Commons encampment to new tiny house villages. 18 went to shelters and 6 to housing. 11 people remained at the camp Tuesday morning when cleanup crews arrived and the remaining 11 people were forced to leave. Now, shouldn't it be possible to prevent people from returning and to make sure there are some consequences when they return? And when you talk about this litany of horrible crimes that we were just talking about from the Jason Riley piece of the Wall Street Journal, when you talk about people who are career criminals and this one murderer who broke into a home in Beverly Hills and shot a woman in her own home while stealing their stuff, this is somebody who has been arrested at least once a year for the last 11 years. What happened to three crimes and you're out? Three strikes and you're out. I mean, for goodness sake, this is not even part of what they're arguing about in terms of the work agreement in baseball that has shut down baseball. No one's talking about unlimited numbers of strikes and you still get more chances. There really, really needs to be a national crackdown on crime. And what Jason Riley talks about, and I think needs more and more attention, is a change in attitude, particularly from liberal politicians, to understanding that police are not the enemy, police is our only line of defense. And a supporting policing, and actually, yes, bringing them back to schools to make sure that teenagers and young people and all Americans have the right attitude about just how crucial it is to have the laws enforced. And the problem with these homeless encampments, and the reason it's so much part of crime, is that whole idea of the broken window effect. If you live in a city where you see people doing graffiti and trash and garbage and defecation and rats and needles and drug use and drug dealing, and it's happening everywhere, of course it makes it more dangerous for serious and violent crimes. There's a serious and violent crime that we need to talk about that actually provoked the world's greatest war. It's called Pearl Harbor. What do people get wrong about that? Even today, 80 years later, we'll be speaking with Victor David Hansen coming up on The Michael Medved Show.
That supply lines are down or moving slow, and that most everything costs more these days. But good news, high quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra long neck heating pads, they provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay, also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Representative Matt Gaetz, Republican of Florida, on Tuesday vowed after the Republican takeover in the next election, there will be real oversight and real subpoenas in the House.
It has been 174 days since my colleagues and I sent a letter to FBI Director Wray asking basic questions about the FBI's involvement in January 6th.
But Gaetz suggested House oversight would fall under their control was cause for much concern on social media.
The Biden administration this week signaled it would veto a Senate-led effort to nullify a vaccine mandate for private businesses, even as several Democratic lawmakers suggested they would support the effort. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters on Tuesday that if the bill comes to the president's desk, he will veto it. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, talking about some of the astonishing developments in terms of the crime issue. And it amazes me, frankly, that I know he has a very full plate, but that we've heard so little about this from President Biden, frankly. Because if there is one thing that is going to lead people, and literally huge tidal wave of people, to turn to the Republican Party and to get rid of the crazy progressives who actually run a lot of our big states, who actually run most of our big cities, and to have an increasing presence and influence in Congress of the United States. If there's one thing that's going to work against them and help bring about the kind of Republican tidal wave that I think a lot of people are hoping for across the country a year from now, it's this issue of crime. As it's just an astonishing thing. There is now been recently an analysis that there are 12 major U.S. cities where they have reached an all-time high in terms of murders. That's in 2021. And is that related to things like allowing, even encouraging, massive homeless encampments everywhere, particularly in liberal cities like Seattle? Sure. This is a audio from Como TV. This is from last week, and it talks about the outreach teams trying to prepare people for the Bitter Lake encampment that's by that elementary school, Thompson Broadview Elementary School. This is in North Seattle, and this is about the difficulty in trying to get people to move into new tiny house villages. And this is an attempt to, quote, help homeless people. Listen.
Big day not only for the Low Income Housing Institute and this new village, but for those volunteers that conducted that tireless outreach to those living at that encampment, making all of this happen. Five people once living there are now living here, and with 15 more on the way by the end of the week, we're told this is the end of that encampment. More on that in just a minute. This is how things look behind Broadview Thompson earlier today. Of course, this is a situation that Como News has reported on extensively, along with that effort to find housing for those who lived at the encampment as neighbors and parents grew exhausted and frustrated. For more than a year, they had to deal with crime, drug use, rats, and other safety concerns, along with its proximity to that K-8 school. That's where the new tiny house village known as Friendship Heights, where we are at 125th and Aurora, comes into play. Volunteers with Anything Helps work to move them here. It's transitional housing, but as the leader for that group says, it's a step in the right direction. With 41 units, 20 people from that encampment will soon call it home. It's complete with showers and a kitchen setup. One man moving in today tells me he's excited at this opportunity, and to be sleeping somewhere, he's welcome for a change. This was a complex challenge making all of this happen with many departments involved, but in the end, those volunteers pulled it off.
We just kind of saw the opportunity to assist people in Bitter Lake when the city had turned its back, and we just really wanted to help people. You don't need all the bureaucracy to be able to make a difference.
Okay, where is the money coming from if you don't need all the bureaucracy to be able to make a difference? And by the way, the images that they were showing on screen are images of abandoned shopping carts, garbage, big mounds of garbage, dead rats, discarded needles. This is what they need to clean up. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to sound cynical. Look, it's terrific. Any kind of progress you can make with this terrible problem, which does promote more crime, and there is no question that a rundown neighborhood that is trashed and filled with vagrants and filled with troubled people, of course that promotes crime. Of course it does, because it sends the message. There's no order here. There are no standards. Everything has broken down. And how long do you think it's going to be before this wonderful new Friendship Heights that they're talking about, the new tiny house village, before that begins to look like a homeless encampment? The idea that the only problem here is providing people some other place to sleep, the problems are far deeper than that, and they involve law enforcement. And they clearly do. Jason Riley, with the column that I think is so very, very important, he says Ms. Schaff, that's Libby Schaff, the mayor of Oakland, and other liberals may have finally realized the foolishness of putting their social justice activism ahead of basic public safety. Well, bully for them. But it shouldn't have taken the senseless death of a toddler, that's the one-year-old who was killed in gang crossfire, sleeping in the back seat of his father's car. It shouldn't have taken the senseless death of a toddler to change the mayor's mind. Thanks to the left's indulgence of Black Lives Matter activism, cities are having trouble retaining and recruiting cops. Early retirements have increased, and the job has become more dangerous. Attacks on police officers have risen, and the FBI reports that the number of police officers killed in the line of duty between January and September was up by more than 50% over the same period in 2020. By pretending that the police are a bigger threat to society than the criminals, progressive politicians are making the country demonstrably less safe than it's been in decades. Hopefully, more liberals will pay a political price for what they've unleashed. Until then, we'll all be paying. And speaking of paying, it's now up to Bruce Harrell, the incoming mayor of Seattle, who may be, one hopes, a breath of fresh air. The reports are that he is taking this business of cleaning up the homeless encampments, which he had promised that he would do, taking it seriously. And part of the reason that they're finally doing this before he comes into power is just to try to save face to some extent for the outgoing mayor, who, remember, had said that the summer of love was coming to Capitol Hill at a time when they had driven out police. We need to support the police. We need more resources for policing, and we certainly need more standards other than some of the voices that we heard in those TV clips that we played saying that the real question here is how you help homeless people. You help homeless people most and most immediately the same way you help the rest of the city and the rest of the community, which is applying standards, making clear standards. No one, no matter how down and out, and particularly if you're totally down and out, has the right or any kind of constitutional or even moral right to trash up the world for other people, to sleep on parks and on park benches and on sidewalks, and to threaten the functioning of our schools and basically of our economy and everything else. And sure, you can feel sympathy, but this is one of those things where there's a saying in Jewish tradition that those who are kind when they need to be tough will end up being tough when they ought to be kind. And you're not helping anyone by indulging sleeping in public parks. Meanwhile, you don't indulge our adversaries by a position of weakness. That's one of the lessons of Pearl Harbor. We'll speak about that with the great historian Victor Davis Hanson of the Hoover Institution at Stanford coming up. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it is a pleasure and an honor to welcome to our show Victor Davis Hanson, who is a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution at Stanford. His focus is classics and military history most recently, including what he calls the Second World Wars, plural, because it was different wars. That was, by the way, a book that I actually cited in my most recent book, God's Hand on America. And Professor Hanson, what a pleasure speaking to you, and thank you for your great column yesterday.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, what a pleasure. Your column yesterday was called Misremembering Pearl Harbor. What is the tendency that you cite that I think is so important to point out that leads people to absolve the Japanese of any blame or problem or difficulty involving Pearl Harbor? How is it you can blame America for the most devastating attack really in our history?
Well, one is that we simply don't teach history in general and military history in particular, so a lot of people who do that don't. They don't take any history, they don't know any, they don't need any, and their high school or K-12 or college curriculum is mostly therapeutic. And then the other people who have heard of Pearl Harbor, and that's an increasing minority, they sort of buy into the idea that it was only a racial war. There were racial elements to it as it got intensified, but therefore the so-called white nation attacked or places like Iwo Jima, Okinawa, and it ended into a slaughter of poor Japanese people. Or they say that, that we egged on the war by having an oil boycott in July of 1941 without any context. But we had discussed that for 10 years, and in that 10 years, Japan was well on their way to killing 15 million Chinese and had invaded Manchuria in 31 and Japan in 37. And yet we did nothing. And we did nothing when they absorbed Southeast Asia into China in 1940. So we had given them all sorts of warnings, which they didn't listen to. And they were intent on forming this Greater Asia Co-Prosperity Sphere that was going to unite, they enslaved Korea, but it was going to unite Japan, Korea, the Pacific, and half of China into sort of a world hegemony. It was kind of odd and eerie. It was almost a precursor for Chinese ambitions today, same kind of idea, mercantile system.
And as a matter of fact, today Brett Stevens has his own excellent column about Pearl Harbor, where he talks about three Axis nations, Germany and Italy and Japan, that parallel today Russia and China and Iran, he says. But one of the things that points that you make here that is so important and is made so clearly in your piece is people ask, how could Japan actually think that they would prevail against the United States, given the fact that the United States economically, militarily, population-wise, resources, everything was a vastly superior power? And you make the point that they saw that the Germans, their allies, were literally in the suburbs of Moscow at the time because they had already attacked Russia and they were winning. They thought they were going to jump into the winning side and get some of the spoils of victory, didn't they?
They did, and they were poorly informed. The Germans were already in trouble, even though they were only 17, 18 miles outside of Moscow. But they didn't really apprise the Japanese of their logistics problem or that the number of Siberian troops that were pouring in defend Moscow. But so Japan was under that impression, and they had not invaded Russia, as some people had suggested they should, from the east. And they had signed a non-aggression pact. So in their way of thinking, Russia was over with, Soviet Union. Hitler would have an empire from the Pacific all the way to the British Channel, and they wanted to get in on it. And they looked at America, and they thought, you know, they didn't do anything to save France, its biggest ally, and Britain, its biggest ally, has just come out of the Blitz, and they had done nothing for either one. Coming out of the Depression, they didn't come through the Depression as well as Germany or Japan did. And they don't like to fight, so we'll slap them down and destroy what they thought would be all of our carriers in the Pacific, and then they'll sue for peace, and they can stay isolationist, and we'll divide up the Pacific. That was the idea. And as I pointed out, Yamamoto is sort of iconic now in a very false reading of history as sort of a tragic hero who was sort of kind of didn't want to do the Pearl Harbor attack as chief of their naval operations, but actually he was the driving force behind it. And he thought that he thought he could really cripple the American fleet. He had no idea that the European American fleet and the Pacific were actually bigger than the Japanese, but more importantly, there was an entire new fleet of very sophisticated warships that were already ordered, and some of them were being built during the three Carl Vinson naval acts of the late 30s.
And one of the things that people spoke about after Pearl Harbor, it was such an unimaginable disaster. There are still people who talk about this today, that it was actually a conspiracy, that Franklin Roosevelt wanted Japan to attack the United States so that he could get into the European war. And you make the point, of course, that Roosevelt, after Pearl Harbor, didn't declare war on Germany and Italy. Germany and Italy declared war on us. It was the other way.
Yeah. They were shocked on December 11th. We were ready. A lot of people in America, even the Roosevelt supporters, said, we're not going to declare war on a country that hasn't attacked us when we have a country that did attack us and divert our attention. And Hitler, for various reasons, and he didn't even know where Pearl Harbor was. He was surprised, but he thought that Japan would handle the Pacific Fleet and maybe all of our fleet. He didn't have really a very good surface fleet. He thought his submarine fleet could now poach convoys as they left New York or Northwood or Miami, and they did. And he felt that Russia would be out very soon and Britain would be isolated and America wouldn't have the lift capacity to come over and get him, so he thought it would be very easy. And they didn't coordinate. It was very funny. They were all fascist powers, but they never coordinated any strategic agendas, and we were very diverse. We had a British monarchy, a Republican monarchy. We had a radical democracy under Roosevelt, and we had a communist country in the Soviet Union. Very unlikely allies, but we coordinated very, very successfully in a way that like-minded fascists never did.
Do you think we could use a little bit better coordination with our allies than we're getting right now with President Biden?
Yeah, I mean, everybody criticize Trump and Biden, but I think we have a deeper problem, and that is we don't have a problem with Japan or South Korea or Australia or even Taiwan that understand what an existential threat China is because they're right next to it. The Europeans don't, and they don't understand, and they're so deeply enmeshed now with Russia, especially Germany, and German public opinion is so anti-American, and NATO has been so underfunded for years, and, you know, socialism is not known for providing military readiness or deterrence. So I think our biggest problem is that the Western Europeans are just not up to defending themselves, and they know it. And so they will always expect America to lead the way and then attack us for being hegemonic, or they will just sort of flabbily just be willing to accept reality. I don't think anybody in Amsterdam or, I don't know, Venice or Munich wants to die in Ukraine or even get anything to, you know, they don't want nothing to do with Ukraine. The other thing is, I think we should be a little bit more candid. I'm very strongly in favor of an independent Ukraine, but in World War II, since we're on the topic, I mean, that was the largest loss of life of any army group in one single battle, the encirclement in Kiev, where the Russians lost 750,000 people. They lost another 120,000 at the siege of Sebastopol. So for them, all the atrocities they committed under Stalin, notwithstanding in the Great Famine in Ukraine, but nevertheless that had been a part of Russia for a long, long time, and they really paid an enormous price in blood and treasure in Ukraine.
That perspective important, so is the perspective in the column posted on our website, Misremembering Pearl Harbor, by Victor Davis Hanson of the Hoover Institution at Stanford University. I very much appreciate your coming on the show. Look forward to speaking to you again. It is crucial that we put in perspective some of the foreign policy crises that we are facing as this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.